discusses adult topics. Listener discretion is advised. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the Southeast Texas coast, two dudes and a lot of beer. This is the Ginger and the Jerk podcast with Greg Stockman and Dave Brown. Here are your hosts, Ginger and the Jerk.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode 11 of Ginger and the Jerk. My name is Dave Brown, and I am the Jerk.
And I'm Greg Stockman. I'm the Ginger.
What is up, man? Episode 11.
Is it already episode 11?
That is correct. It's like Star Wars, but we have more.
I'm going to do that every time. I can't remember. I don't even have it written down. Yeah, I do. I have it written down in front of me. It's at the very, very top. I didn't see it.
Am I right?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm just, you know, I don't remember things very well anyway. So
I'm just saying, I mean, I just want to hear somebody say I'm right every now and then, you know.
You don't hear that at home very much.
Not much, man.
And by not much, you mean never?
That is correct.
So, this is the last episode of the year.
Ringing in the new year. Well, you will be. I'll be at work.
Yeah, well, I don't think I'll be doing anything crazy, but.
Yeah. I'll come on.
Just be sitting at home. Was it the one that I put up the meme the other day about plans for New Year's? It's like his face on the floor. Like, that's it.
That sounds like a plan, my man.
That's my plan. All right, so beer of the week for me this week, because you're an asshole and you're not drinking beer this week. It's Clown Shoes, Blakehorn Unidragon. I think I've done this one before.
I don't know. When you said Clown Shoes, I know we've done, me and you have both done the Clown Shoes brand, but I don't know if that was the exact beer you drink.
I'm pretty sure I've drank this on the show.
Was it?
Before.
Okay.
It's delicious. I don't care.
The one I had was delicious.
This is it's a Russian Imperial Stout. It's really dark.
Right.
It's kind of, I don't know. It's got like chocolatey and coffee kind of taste to it. But it's really good though. It's a 12.5%.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's nice. It's stout, man. But yeah, the one you drank was Space Cake.
That's
a pretty good one. In fact, I was talking to the guy at the liquor store because they actually had this one at the one by my house. So I was like, oh shit, I got to pick one up. And I was telling him, man, you know, they make some really good beers. And he's like, well, what do you want? Because we could order it at the new year and we can get them to start bringing them in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I just completely went blank. I was like, I know I've drank like six of their beers or seven. And all I could think of was Space Cake and the one with the Moses on the front of it. And he was like, "Who's to carry Space Cake? We had it right there next to this one." And I'm like, "Well, I didn't want to say it. It's like, motherfuckers, I'd be buying here more often if you had more of these kinds of beers." But, but no worries, it's not that big a deal. But this is a delicious beer. It really is good.
Delicious.
What are you drinking? Since you're not fitting the theme.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, dude. I'm just Crown and Seven, man. It's a gift from my brother-in-law for Christmas. Got a Crown gift set. It's badass. It has this cup or glass that has, you know, the Crown logo, the pillow and the crown or whatever.
Yeah.
And it has a light up coaster, and in the middle it has that crown and that logo, and it's like a 3D image. It's pretty badass. It's pretty cool.
I used to drink Crown pretty regularly, but I don't know. I guess either had too much of it or it just kind of wore off of me. I'll still drink it. It's just not something I go to first.
Mm-hmm. I just like it. I just like it because when I drink, the buzz I get, it's a little bit different than most stuff. Just chill and relax. I don't act like an asshole.
Well, I mean, you don't really act much like an asshole anyways, and that's part of the problem with you being called a jerk on the show.
I know, man. Apparently, I'm just – maybe next year. This is not that's my resolution.
So you can't drink this on the show anymore then doesn't have that effect on you. You have to find the one liquor that causes you to be a jerk.
Maybe I'll drink tequila. Margaritas. They're just straight tequila.
Oh, no. See, with tequila, you won't – no. You're not a functioning human being when you start drinking tequila.
Oh, come on, man. Like, just do some Patron shots and see how far it gets me.
Tequila is like the alcohol equivalent of doing LSD, because you wake up the next day and you don't remember where you are, what you've done. Like, let's not. I mean, I like it. Don't get me wrong. We've had this conversation about me doing the stuntman before.
Oh, yeah.
I'll throw that shit back all day long.
I think the last time I really got hammered on tequila, my wife convinced me to go. Well, this could be safe for an Adventures in Alcohol, but, man, I think I offended so many people. It was hilarious, and I made a girl cry. That was fun.
See, why haven't you told this story before? Because, you're never a jerk, very much. This could kill two birds with one stone, man.
If you want me to tell it, we'll tell it. But, I mean, we can do that tonight. Well, whatever. We'll save it.
No, we'll do it after the new year.
Okay, cool. That'll work.
Because, we have a whole list here of things we're going to talk about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we are recording this at night again, so
yep.
We're not day drinking. I know. Shout out to Blake.
Yep.
For talking about the great joys of day drinking.
Mm-hmm. Dude went and saw Rogue One again. Douche.
Yeah. We could talk about that real quick. So he just sent us a message. We saw he logged into Skype. We were hoping we'd get him on tonight.
But what's he logging into Skype for if he's not going to talk to us?
Because it's probably on his phone. But earlier he said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it tonight. And then we get a message. Oh, I just got out of seeing Rogue One again.
Damn it.
You know what? That's okay. I've seen it twice, so.
No, you did see it twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
I might watch it a third time tomorrow.
I need to see it one time.
Well, I mean, I could get you a copy of it.
No, I want to see it at the movies, man.
Yeah, no, you should. You really should. It's well worth it. Or, I mean, I'm guessing it is. I don't know.
You're guessing it is? You've seen it twice?
Trying really hard not to... I already have incriminated myself, but right. I can go back and edit that out.
Whatever. like you're the only one that has done this.
But no, it is. It's worth seeing in the theater. I think we had this conversation. I think it's better than Episode 7.
Nice, because Episode 7 was pretty awesome.
No, it was. But, I mean, this is a good movie for people that aren't really big Star Wars or sci-fi fans, because the science fiction is there, but the story's not super, super oversaturated with science fiction.
So from what I've heard, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, this is more of because I've seen people, a couple of my friends on Facebook who aren't like you, who aren't really into Star Wars, but they're just like, man, that was stupid, because I heard it was a lot of fighting, it was a lot of war stuff.
There is a lot of war.
Okay,
stuff
so there though. You go. So I mean, yeah, I mean,
but there's a lot of character development and talking too. Not a lot of character development, mm-hmm. but it's not all like constant shooting back and forth.
Right, right. But so there's a lot of. I mean, so it has everything for everybody. Like usual, like every Star Wars movie has. But some people just aren't into the shooting as much as others. But whatever, man.
Yeah, but how do you go see a movie like that, haven't seen trailers or anything, and not realize kind of what you're getting into?
Right, exactly. I mean, every trailer of that movie was freaking like a battle scene. I mean, pretty much. I mean, there wasn't really – I don't think there's any scene that I saw in a trailer that wasn't in pretty much everybody.
Right, they didn't involve
right.
that.
Right, so, somebody was running from something like shit.
It's – you know what? I don't want to give any spoilers just yet because it's only been out a couple weeks, so – after the new year, though, all bets are off. Fuck you guys if you haven't seen it by then.
Yeah.
Because if we have a conversation about it, I don't care if I spoil it for you. You're not a true fan if you haven't seen it by then, so you don't get to bitch.
Oh, don't call me on that. Just you can spoil some stuff because I'll still go watch it. I don't care.
No, we can talk outside of this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean,
well,
I'm the same way.
We can talk on the show because remember what we said. If you're offended by spoiler alerts, get the fuck over it, Craig. Of course, Craig.
Craig doesn't care.
Yeah.
It's science fiction. He doesn't care.
Yeah, it's not about Donald Trump. He doesn't give a shit.
I won't talk too much about it because we have some other things. But so I will say this: one of the best characters in it is the droid. Like, surprisingly.
Hell yeah!
So, which is great because you think of like droids like R2-D2 and BB-8 and C-3PO. They're kind of like background characters, and like they're not really. Like a major – I mean, they have, like, real limited personalities.
Well, it's still pretty cool, though. I like how they link the droids to, like, the past and the present. I like that. That's just pretty cool, you know?
No, it is. So, but in this one, you never saw Firefly, did you?
No, I've heard people talk about it.
Yeah,
I've just never been
in. I got Blake into that. I think he said they sat down and watched it. There's a guy who was the pilot on that show. He was also in a show called Dollhouse, which is also pretty science fiction-y, kind of thrillery.
Okay.
But he's a great actor. He's hilarious. And he did the voice for K2SO, which is the droid in this. So basically what amounts to is he's an Imperial security droid that they've, like, hacked.
Okay.
Like, so it kind of helps him get around in Imperial places because they have the security droid with him, right? And he's still painted to look just like the others.
Oh, nice.
But he has his own personality, and he has this really dry, like, it's just like perfect timing type humor. It's not like overtly humorous, but mm-hmm. it's like perfect for the situations.
So is he like Bizarro C-3PO?
He's way more badass.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's Bizarro. He's the complete opposite of C-3PO.
Yeah, I guess so, because he doesn't sound gay like C-3PO does.
C-3PO is a douchebag. It just is like he's a pussy. And like,
he's not a douchebag. He's just kind of light in the loafers, but which there's nothing wrong with that. That's just his character. I know. I've been sitting here talking about a robot and a science fiction thing as being gay, but
I didn't say gay. I said he's a pussy. I didn't say gay.
I know I said that. I'm not.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
There isn't anything wrong with that.
I didn't say there was.
The idea of a gay robot.
You're trying to cover your bases there, Greg.
No, sure. No, it is. It's hilarious. It's a gay robot. I mean, like, who comes up with this? And they did this back in the 70s, so it's even funnier when you think about it.
Nice.
he meets the stereotypes as like the gay guy, but like at that in that period of time, you know. But anyways, so no, K2SO is great.
Nice.
Jen is a great character. That's the main character. Mm-hmm. Her father is responsible for designing the Death Star. And,
oh, hell yeah.
And again, I'm not really spoiling anything here because all this stuff's been released, but,
well, yeah.
Her father's played by Mads Mikkelsen, who was Hannibal on the Hannibal television show.
Oh, is that what you and my buddy Jordan were talking about on Facebook?
Yeah. Oh, man. If you haven't watched like the first season of Hannibal, you got to check that one out too, man.
Is it on Netflix?
I think it's on Hulu.
Damn it, I don't have Hulu anymore.
I don't think that Netflix has it. I could be wrong. They might, but I doubt it. If Hulu's got it, I doubt it. No, but he's killer in that. He's a great actor, and you don't see him a whole lot in the film, mm-hmm. right? Like they establish his character, and then he becomes important, obviously, because of the role that he plays. But you don't see him much, and I think that was a good choice. Which is crazy to have somebody that makes that kind of money as an actor and not use him like as a central character, but it's good because of how important they make him to the plot, and they don't show you much of him so that when they do show you what he's doing, it's more impactful.
Okay,
you know,
like, cool.
It's a really cool idea. But I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of good characters. Chirrut's a good character. That's Donnie Yen's character. And you saw me post this on Facebook. You're going to hear nothing but.
Oh, hold on. Let me say, I am one with the Force, and the Force is with me.
You're going to hear nothing but that for the next.
I was going to ask you who said that, and is that dude?
Yeah. So again, and not spoil anything, but he's not a Jedi, so you don't. It's not the same. Like, you know, he's not throwing things around the room with his mind, you know, or anything. He's just a blind dude with a stick. And his buddy, he's got his buddy that kind of watches his back. He's got like this full, like fully automatic, like blaster. It's like a cruiser of weapon. It's just crazy. But that's his whole thing. His buddy doesn't really believe in any of that nonsense, but he kind of mm-hmm. sticks around to protect the blind dude, you know?
So he's like Han Solo.
Yeah, sort of. I guess you could draw like a parallel between them. But I mean, he's more of a warrior, you know, like a soldier kind mm-hmm. of thing. Like that's the mentality of that character is he's more of a warrior mentality, whereas Han Solo is like a rogue, you know, and he's kind of a smuggler and thief kind of dude, you know, kind of shady. But it doesn't matter. Donnie Yen was great in this. I don't want to like be that guy that they keep feeding these movies to and keep saying, oh, I want more of this, because what happens mm-hmm. is they oversaturate you in movies, and that goes for mm-hmm. anything. Like, right. Marvel's really getting to that point right now.
Well, yeah, man, I'm just to the point that it's nonstop, man. It's a nonstop comic book movies over mm-hmm. and over.
They're good. I mean, they're good. The problem is that too many of them are formulaic.
Really?
Right? Like, they follow the same formula. I mean, they're realizing that now. So Doctor Strange, for example, they kind of broke out of some of the way that it's done compared to other Marvel movies. Ant-Man's a really good example of that because it's really a heist movie with like comic book stuff thrown into it. But it's more, you know, it's more a heist film than anything. And this one, so we could look at it this way too. This one breaks the mold for Star Wars movies because it's very similar, you know, obviously with the universe and their callbacks to other characters, but just I don't know how to explain it. Like the way that the plot develops is a little different, and obviously because it's not as much about the supernatural, you know, element or the sci-fi element. Mm-hmm. It's more about like something that could be relatable. Like they could have taken this plot and taken all the sci-fi out of it, and it still mm-hmm. works. Like right. made this just a straight up war film.
Right,
like
right.
modern day, and it still works, so it's good. Nice, it's worth nice. Seeing.
I think I need to go see it on Monday. I'm off.
Yeah, go check it out, man.
Yep.
I'll go with you.
I'll let you know. I work nights Sunday night, okay. So I'll get up and have to stay up. So that'll give yeah. me a reason to stay up.
I ain't got nothing going.
Nice.
I don't think. Well, you know what? I don't think I do. But just let me know what you're thinking about.
Yeah, I'll hook you. Oh yeah.
So I wanted to bring this up, and I wish I would have seen this when we did the Christmas one. It may have happened after the Christmas one. I don't know where the date is. Oh, it did. Yeah, because this article just came up on the 26th, so I wouldn't have seen it in time.
One of the primary concerns for Jacksonville as it searches for
a new
article
about
is
Chad
not only
Johnson.
That the coach
Ochocinco.
Yeah,
Ochocinco.
Ochocinco Johnson.
Bengals. Was he on the Bengals last? Yeah.
Yeah, he was a wide receiver for the Bengals.
Yeah, he doesn't play anymore, right? He quit.
Yeah, no.
He retired. Yeah.
So, he has a real active social media footprint. I mean, obviously, he did even when he was an NFL player, because he was a real
right.
vocal, real animated dude.
Yeah.
You know, and we talked about this before this article, too, at some point, where he used to, like, he'd go work out at gyms. Like just, he wouldn't be at some real super expensive gym. He'd be working out in like ghetto gyms and stuff. And he'd like tweet out or put on his Facebook page like, hey, I'm going to be at this gym at this time to work out. If you want to come work out with an NFL player, like you can come join me. You know, and
nice.
that's badass. Or he'd go to like see a movie and he'd tell people, hey, I'm going to go see this movie at this time at this theater. I'll pay for the first 30 people that show up. You want to see a movie with an NFL player.
Oh, hell yeah,
like,
man.
Real cool, you know, like, he did a lot of really cool things in the community. But it's like his on-field stuff was the funniest things ever. I mean, this guy got fined, like, almost every week.
Oh, yeah, he was doing crazy shit. He's like Terrell Owens, equal.
He sent, okay, so my favorite is, you know, the little orange pylons that they have on the
mm-hmm.
end zone?
Yeah.
So he hit a cell phone in one.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And one. He scored a touchdown. He runs over and he kicks it over, pulls the cell phone out, and called one of his buddies from the end zone.
That's good shit.
They find him like $10,000 or $20,000 for that shit.
Oh, that's nothing, man.
And then, let's see. He wore a poncho one game and like a sombrero on the sidelines. Like every time he's on the sideline, he had a poncho on and a sombrero. It was crazy. He sent, what was it? They're going to play the Vikings. So the week before their game, he sent a case of deodorant to the Vikings. I mean, not the Vikings, the Ravens, to the Ravens locker room, and had a note saying that Ray Lewis stinks. So he sent him a bunch of deodorant before the game.
That's awesome.
He wanted to wear that deodorant because he didn't want to smell Ray Lewis. But anyways, so he's on social media, and before Christmas, he tweeted out that his kids are a little bit older, and he said something along the lines of that as they get older, it's easier to shop for them. It's more expensive, but
right, right.
they only want, you know, like one or two things. So it's a lot easier to shop for your kids for Christmas when they get older. And some lady responded back that follows him. She was like, I understand what you mean. My kid, he's, you know, I guess he's a teenager now. And she's like, you know, you wanted an Xbox this year, but it's just way mm-hmm. too expensive. So, you know, I understand what you're saying. So this dude turns around, goes out, buys an Xbox in, like, every EA sports game. Right?
Holy shit.
Tweets
yeah,
back
right.
at her, lets her know, like, that's okay, your kid's getting an Xbox so I can beat him at FIFA. Like,
that's fucked up.
He turns around and talks shit just right away. And then he goes out and buys him the Xbox and sends it to him. And apparently some other folks got in on this, too, and sent him some other games and, like gaming accessories and type stuff. And I mean, sure enough, they had pictures in this article. I'll copy and paste it later on the Facebook.
Right,
so
right.
People can look at it. But sure enough, kid got his Xbox, all these games, man. He's gonna get his ass kicked at FIFA by Chad Ochocinco Johnson.
Oh, at least it's better than kicked by, you know, get your ass kicked by a fat kid, you know, that lives in his mom's basement. That's like 25 or something.
What the fuck are you talking about? That doesn't even make sense.
Hey, man, I'd rather lose to Ochocinco than some virgin in his mom's basement. Would you?
Yeah, but if this kid's the same age, then it doesn't really matter because he's losing to somebody that's his own age group, like his own peer group.
Well, he's a kid, so, you know. So who cares? You know. I don't care. If I was a kid, I would rather get beat by Chad Ochocinco. At least I could say, hey, dude, he could tell his friends at school, or not his friends at school, that at least he lost to that dude. You're not some fat guy.
You don't really know what they look like when you're playing on like Xbox Live or anything like
that. Well, then how do you even know it's Chato Jocinco?
Because he sent him the stuff, and like he has a gamer tag. And again, this dude's always on social media everywhere. He's got his gamer tag out there for people to friend him or whatever on I don't know. I don't play Xbox Live. I know how it works, but
right.
You have a gamer tag. He sends it out. It doesn't matter. I thought it was cool.
That is pretty awesome, though, man. I mean, at least you know there are some decent celebrities. Not everybody's a fucking Kardashian now.
Well, I mean, we talked about that at the Christmas episode too about Andre Johnson spending all that money every year on kids. So I mean, it's cool to see he's not the only one. I mean, we know he's not, but you know,
right.
And plus this is like his style. This is Ocho Cinco's style. He's still talking shit. He's doing something great. Yeah, and it's friendly. He's not doing it like in a mean way, you know, like I'm gonna beat his ass and like.
He said that.
What I'm saying is he's not doing that to provoke him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like he's doing it because he's making him feel like one of the guys. Like, you know, it's just his style. You know,
right?
Guys pick on other dudes. It's what we do. It's like a term of endearment. A sign of endearment. Mm-hmm. I had for example, I had a first sergeant. He was my platoon sergeant when I first got to the infantry. He fired me like every week. And like I was stupid private. You know, I was confused. I was like, all right. I must be doing something wrong. One of his NCOs pulled me aside one day. He's like, dude, he's fucking with you. If he fucks with you, that means he likes you. If he didn't say a word to you, then you're like, you're up shit creek, man, if he's not really talking to you at all.
Right.
You know, because he doesn't want to interact with you, but he's interacting with you all the time. That's just the way that you know, dudes, especially in combat, like MOSs like us, that's how you bond. That's how any dudes bond.
Like, so Juan, we love you. Believe me.
he knows, man. He knows we shit talk because we love him. He knows. He knows if we didn't love him, we wouldn't have him around as much or pick on him quite like we do.
Hell no, man.
So you know what? You brought this up several episodes back, and we'll talk about it real briefly. The Rousey fight's tomorrow.
Yep.
Fear the return, man.
Yep, we still got our bet going. You're betting on Rousey, huh?
Yeah, I'm betting on her. So did we bet a beer or like a six-pack?
I think we just bet around it, or maybe just around at B-dubs, I think.
Is it just, okay, yeah, just
or
around.
Or anywhere, I mean, and then, you know, that's cool, I'll bet
it'll,
on
it. It'll change again for tomorrow.
It's okay, my money's on noons.
I don't know, man, like, I was looking at some stuff today, and they were showing pictures, like, of the weigh-in from the last fight, and then the weigh-in for this fight.
Yeah.
And she's in way better shape, man.
Oh, yeah, I've heard. I mean,
she's
tough-looking,
man.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the weigh-ins yet. I've been looking at a couple of videos, but I heard that, yeah, there was I heard there was a pretty good stare-down between her and then I also heard the Cody Garbrandt fight against Dominick Cruz. The weigh-in, they almost got into a fight. Dana White had to separate them. They almost punched each other in the face. Good stuff.
I don't know. Like, sometimes with that stuff, I think it's more like he's been watching a lot of the WWE. So
yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
well technically,
he's a fan of the entertainment aspect.
Well, not only that weigh-in is unnecessary. You do realize that, huh? That weigh-in is fake. That weigh-in because they already weigh in like 7 hours before that. Well, used to that would be the official weigh-in.
Right, but they do the official one behind closed doors now.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Which makes sense. I understand why they do that.
Well, they changed the way the weigh-ins work, actually. They changed the time. They used to, you had to weigh in exactly at this certain time, no matter what, everybody did. Well, now they changed it where you get to weigh in a window of time. If you get there early, you weigh in when you weigh in, and then you can refuel, you can drink, you can eat, you can do whatever. So that's pretty smart.
No, it is. Yeah. They should be, I mean, ideally from a medical standpoint, they should be weighing in the morning, because that's when you're at your lightest.
But yeah, man, I heard the weigh-ins were pretty good, and then, you know, we want to talk about Johnny Hendricks missing weight again.
Yeah, you brought that up. Is this the second time in a row?
Yeah, second time. Well, and if you want to talk about third time, he had to be hospitalized the first time because I guess it was so unhealthy for him to lose that much weight. Like, he had to be hospitalized. So it's like three fights in a row he's basically screwed himself, which, I mean, I mean he's a wrestler. They're used to waiting. They're used to cutting weight, but still, man, it's not healthy for your body, dude. Just if it's that unhealthy and you can't make the weight, don't try to cut the weight, dude.
Yeah, you should be fighting at a higher weight class.
Hell yeah, man. I mean, God,
your weight classes are divided by like 2 or 3 pounds here and there, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, so there's no reason to not be fighting in a higher weight class.
Yeah, it's like 5 to 10 pounds, I think. 170, 185, maybe 10 to 15, maybe.
Okay, well, yeah, when you get to where he's at, you're probably right. It's probably a bigger difference between them, but
still, I mean, come on, dude. I mean, to me, this is what I don't get. And maybe, you know, I'm just a normal guy, but the whole deal is this. If you've done this many times and you can't make the weight, you don't have to be a fucking doctor to figure this out, bro. You need to be fighting at a heavier weight. But like me and you talked about this earlier. Hey man, when you cut so much weight, you might lose speed, you might lose strength, you do lose a lot of things. So you want to kind of, it just depends, man. It's a science,
yeah,
it's definitely
it
science to it. But and you would probably have a little more knowledge in it because you're a medic. So I mean, you have a lot of knowledge in
some, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, come on, dude, just you're screwing up your career here now. Now it's to the point where
you're screwing your body up too, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, I mean,
yeah, that too.
There's some long-term effects that come with all that, man.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure his kidneys are fucked up. But
he's in there on a dialysis machine before they do the weigh-in. Like, could you pull a little more out of me?
Yeah, I'm good. Get this IV out of me. He's walking to the ring with an IV in him.
No, we got
to
put this back in you. No, I'm good. What was that joke? Hi, I'm Iggy Pop. Have you seen 5 pints of my blood?
Oh man! But now, man, this UFC fight should be good, man. I'm not gonna be able to watch it. I'm gonna be at work, man. But
I'm not gonna be able to see it either.
It's all good. I'll text my boy Lumpkin. He always hooks me up with the UFC results. We'll go to his house and get shit faced and eat a bunch. But
nice,
man. But yeah, man, won't be able to watch this fight. But he usually, anytime there's a good UFC fight, he'll text me the results or we'll talk shit.
Yeah, I'll have to wait till the day after, you know, so I can see. But I mean, that's fine. That's just, I'll see some highlights. I'd like to see it. It's just not possible for this one. So, I don't have cable anyway. So I can't just like.
I don't either. But I do have the UFC. There's a way I could watch it, but I'm not paying 50 something bucks for a UFC Fight Pass. Just not happening.
Well, and you're not going to be able to see it
exactly
like, live, so there's no point.
No.
So we'll move on from the sports thing because we talked about sports from two different things here. But so it's the end of the year, it's the end of 2016, and for people our age, this has been the year of death. Did I put that meme up on the page of the person of the year for 2016 is the Grim Reaper?
I don't know if you put that up, but man,
I put that on the Facebook page.
You could.
Which, you know, is fine. That's the only god I worship is death. And he was a busy motherfucker this year.
My god, man. He didn't take a day off. Motherfucker
so,
went overtime.
Yeah, I had to shorten the list, man, cause like, it's huge. There's a lot of names. I mean, people that listen to this wouldn't recognize anyways, but here's the short list, okay? I'll start with one. This will be a good one to start with, cause you may not even know who this is.
Okay.
Elie Wiesel.
Elie Wiesel, isn't it? Oh man. Oh dude. The name's
we went to the same high school, so you ought to know who this is.
Is it German dude, right?
Yeah.
Does it have to do with the oh damn it.
All
just tell,
right.
Just tell
let
me. Just tell
you.
Me.
Okay, yeah, so he was a Holocaust survivor.
Okay, Holocaust survivor.
He wrote a book. He wrote a book called Number of the Stars.
Okay.
Was it Number of the Stars?
I don't know.
Was that his book?
He was an author.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So I did actually in one of my classes semester before last, I actually got to watch one of his speeches that he gave at the White House like years ago.
All right.
Break it down. But dude was really well spoken. Like, just an amazing. It's kind of a terrible story. You know, he survived being like in a concentration camp. But
shit.
Yeah, but he used that to like to advocate for human rights and all kinds of. I mean, just like I said, really intelligent, really. Very well spoken. It's just, I don't understand people like that that go through something that horrendous and don't let it affect them the way that I know
right.
Something like that would affect me. You know,
right?
Like,
yeah.
Just,
they're the positive influence instead of a negative. Yeah.
Right, and I don't understand it at all. But I thought I'd start with that because I didn't think you'd remember who that was. Let's see. Musicians. David Bowie.
Damn, man.
That was early in the year too. That was like January.
Yeah, that was pretty. Yeah, that was early on.
And he wasn't very old, so.
Nah, man, dude. A lot of these musicians, I guess you know, the '80s. They just cocaine's a hell of a drug, man.
Prince, same
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yeah.
Glenn Frey.
Damn it.
Do you know who Glenn Frey is?
Yeah, Eagles, man.
Ah, see, I thought I'd get you on that one too.
No.
Awesome. I'm glad you know who that
is. It's music, motherfucker. No.
I know you'll know the next one because this is like your style of music, George Michael.
Wham! Wake me up before you go. Hell yeah. Dude, the Jitterbug. That's a good song, man. Come on.
Fuck out of here.
Come on.
You know what? Sports, Muhammad Ali.
Greatest of all time, man. The GOAT.
Did you say the GOAT?
Yeah, the GOAT.
You know, I thought I'd have these, like, divided into, like, really nice, neat categories.
Man. This ain't the fucking Oscars, man. We don't have categories.
No, but Merle Haggard died this year, too.
Good dude. Good country artist, man. One of the like, the original badass country singers,
man. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't care singers, for his man. Music, but, I mean, he's a big influence.
But, yeah, I mean.
That style of music.
Hell yeah, man.
Let's see. Oh, Nancy Reagan died this year.
Yeah, just say no.
She couldn't say no to the Grim Reaper, apparently.
What's crazy is, okay, all these, she was big in the 80s with Just Say No, and all these freaking rock stars are the ones that are not saying no, and they're dead, too.
So they all died at the same time. In other words, it doesn't make a fucking difference.
Yeah, exactly. She said no, and she died at the same time as Prince did, so what the fuck. So, hey.
It's time to go.
Indeed.
Alan Rickman.
Oh, Alan Rickman. Who, was that the dude from, Dogma?
Yes.
Yeah, Dogma and other stuff. It was other stuff, too. Die Hard.
Yeah, I was going to say, Die Hard, he was Hans Gruber.
He was Hans. You know what's funny, though? When I look at him and then I look at the guy from Dogma, it's like, don't even look like the same guy. He's bloated as shit. Like, it's like Alan Rickman ate Alan Rickman and he was a different guy. It's like,
you know, Alan Rickman was in Dogma, right?
Yes.
I'm just making sure, because Dave's over here all like, this is great that I have a peanut gallery that I can refer to.
He was the angel of death? Was he?
No, he was the Metatron.
Metatron. Okay, okay.
He was the voice of God.
That's right.
I've got Kenny Baker on here.
Kenny Baker. Don't remember that name.
R2-D2, man.
Okay, see, you would know that. Okay.
Kenny Baker was R2-D2.
Didn't Chewbacca die, too?
No, he's still alive.
He is? Okay. Peter or whatever?
He's just like, really, really rickety. Like, he's got arthritis through his entire body.
You'd figure he's tall as shit, and you'd figure those are the guys that go first, like the big, huge dudes.
It depends. It depends on what underlying conditions they have. How about Doris Roberts?
Oh, man. I loved her, and everybody loves Raymond. And Grandma's Boy.
Yeah, I was going to say Grandma's Boy.
Hell yeah. Damn.
High as shit.
I'm growing. I can hear myself growing antlers.
That's awesome. No, she said I can hear my hair growing.
Oh, that's it. I drank all my grandma's pot. Yeah, no, my grandma drank my pot. That's what
she
said.
Yeah, she found what she thought was a teapot, or it was a vase.
Sophie's tea.
Yeah, it was a vase, and she found Sophie's tea in the vase. That's great. Oh, my God. Mm. Arnold Palmer died this year.
Good drink.
he's arguably, like, one of the, if not the, greatest golfers.
Him and Jack Nicklaus, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yep.
Blake will like this, Florence Henderson.
Oh, she was hot.
Get the fuck out of here.
You don't think she was hot?
No, I'm not, no.
Oh, man.
Not really.
What?
I know, I'm weird, man. But no, not really.
Oh, man. That was, after school, every day?
I made a bad joke about the next one. It was Alan Thicke. I had a picture of Alan Thicke where he was like, all right, see you guys at Christmas. Just kidding. Because he died like 2 days before Christmas.
God.
I know, that's terrible.
Oh, man.
That's terrible, isn't it? Zsa Zsa Gabor died.
Well, dude, okay. This should not be a surprise anyway. Because, honestly, I thought she'd been dead for 10 years. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm going to hell for that one. But, goddamn. She was like 90. No, 90 what? She was 90. She was in her 90s, okay?
No hell. But if there is, I'm driving the bus. So
She's 90-something. Cut me a fucking break, okay?
She's been around for a long time, man.
Yes. She's been around for a long time. Yes.
Well, she had been around for
a long time. Oh, have you ever? Oh, I was going to say. Okay, back to Florence Henderson or whatever. Have you seen the meme where it has. Okay, you know how in the show there's like a checkerboard effect?
Yeah. And it has, like Hollywood Squares.
Right. So in the Hollywood Squares.
Tic-tac-toe.
So it was a tic-tac-toe. In the middle, it was the dad, the mom, and Alice. And they said, we finally made a tic-tac-toe. It was like, that's so fucked up. Like, oh, man. Oh,
wow.
God.
Wow.
Death, you are a motherfucker. Man.
Wait, so is everybody else, not everybody else on that tic-tac-toe board still alive?
I think so.
Yeah? I didn't watch enough of that show to know.
Let's be honest, nobody else gives a shit about any of the kids on that show.
That's what the show is about.
Does anybody give a shit about Marsha Brady? She's been on, like, Celebrity Rehab. Who gives a fuck? Like,
people do care, then, if she's been on Celebrity Rehab.
No, she just needs a check. Like, you know, all I know is the last time I saw
those. Somebody cares if she's getting a check. If nobody cared, then she wouldn't be working.
We should predict who's going to die next year. I'm going for Screech.
No, because you know what? He's almost died a couple of times already.
Yeah, he's a porn star. I think he's in prison now.
Yeah, I'd have to look that up, but you might be right. I don't know. You know what? Harper Lee died this year, too.
Writer?
Yes.
I don't know what he wrote.
She.
She, whatever. What did she write?
See, she knows.
What did she write?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Dang it, dude. It's on the... Okay. Good book.
You know what? I don't even know why I put Anton Yelchin on here. I guess because he was really young and all these other people aren't necessarily as young as he was, but... Yeah, and his is really sad, too. Like, I get sad about a lot of things, but the way he died was really sad.
Who was it?
So he's the dude that plays, was it Chekhov? Yeah, in the new Star Trek movies that they've been doing. He was in that Terminator movie we don't talk about. But so he got back to his house. It was at night, parked his car, got out to get into the mailbox and see if there was any mail.
Mm-hmm.
And his car, like, apparently they've had a recall now.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a thing with the brakes or something when it parks, don't engage all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so it didn't engage all the way. So while he was getting in the mailbox, the car pinned him to it. And they didn't find him until the next day.
Holy balls.
Yeah, man. That's sad.
Damn.
What a way to go. He didn't go with, you know, like snorting coke off a hooker's ass. He got pinned to his mailbox by his own car. That's terrible.
God.
Why am I laughing? That's terrible. It's sad. So, I mean, we could go on, because, like, Gene Wilder. I had him on here,
too. Oh, man.
I think that's the only one I didn't mention that I had on my list. But Gene Wilder, man.
God.
Holy shit.
Yeah, man. It's the best Willy Wonka ever.
Well, there's only been two, so...
Well, he's way better than frickin' Johnny Depp.
Yeah, no, I'll give you that. But I don't think that's all Depp's fault. Again, this is the same thing. We had this conversation about why the prequels are so bad. It's like everybody wants to hate on Hayden Christensen in the Star Wars prequels. He's really good in other movies. It had to be not like a combination of a terrible director and like poor writing, but no, but you're right. I mean, Wilder far, far superior. Plus, I mean, all the other movies that he was in are great.
I really didn't see a lot of stuff.
Hilarious, man.
I didn't really see Gene Wilder in a lot of stuff. Like, I heard, wasn't he in Blazing Saddles?
Yeah.
Was he in I heard that was like, I mean, I, honestly, that's one of the classics, and I've never seen it, and I want to see it.
God, dude, you got to sit down. You know what, Andrew,
I know.
Like, a lot of the movies from that time, I don't really care for. Which, I know, I get it. That's just, like, my age, I guess. But anything, like, with him, I'll sit down and watch it, because he's hilarious.
Right.
He's got a natural, like, personality for comedy.
Well, just the some of the great scenes in Willy Wonka, like when he's just a natural smartass to people, when that chick was like, hey, I know what it is, it's gum, and he looks at her and goes, wrong.
Good day, sir.
Great. Yeah, good
I
day.
Said good day.
Yeah, it's just good shit, man. It's just he's got a natural sense of just. Everything of
yeah,
like
just
comedy,
that, like, the timing and
he
like
gets it.
Facial expressions and body language, just it's great. Yeah, and there's some because I know you haven't seen a lot of his films. You should go back and watch some of them. They're really good.
I need to, man. Like, what was that? What was the movie with him and Richard Pryor? When he was like, one was blind, and one was deaf, right?
Hear no evil, see no evil?
That's it, yeah.
Was that what it's called?
I think so. There's a couple of them. I think there was more than one.
Yeah. Well, we talked about Blazing Saddles. Young Frankenstein is a good one.
Oh, yeah, Young Frankenstein. That's another one.
Yeah, you should check that one out. Well, you know what? We'd be remiss talking about Star Wars as much as I do. So Carrie Fisher died.
Ah, damn.
And then her mother died like the next day.
You didn't believe me.
Well, no, because she released a statement, and like a few hours later she was dead. I mean, we're talking like really close to the last time that she spoke to anybody. Like,
damn,
that's crazy. She had a stroke and died.
Damn it,
that's nuts,
man.
That's
crazy, man. Just God, Star Wars. Damn, it's just death. You're a piece of shit, Death. Like Grim Reaper. God, take a break,
you know,
next
what?
Year.
No, man. So here's the thing, and this kind of like it took me a second to understand what they were saying. I was reading earlier where someone pointed out they're like, it's not that a lot of people are dying, it's that kids from the 80s are starting to recognize more people that are dying.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, do you realize that Britney Spears, what was the song that came out when we were like in high school?
Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Yeah, that one, right? So that song is like 19 years old now.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's really, so, honestly, I'm really realizing after my birthday, like, I'm really realizing that we're fucking old, man.
we're not old, Dave. We're at a point now where we're adults.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not like adults, like, like the legal sense of the word, right? Like, we can be tried as adults. It's like, we're realizing now, oh shit, we're not kids anymore. Like, these are people we grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
And we recognize over a long period of time. And they're starting to die off. It's just, it happens, man.
Yep.
And don't say fuck you to Death. Just doing his job, man.
Damn it.
Just doing his job.
You're not going to get a raise or anything, Death,
you know,
for doing
it. You know, I'll like, strip part of a good quote from another movie. You know what the good thing is about Death?
What?
It's fair.
Yeah. Doesn't discriminate.
It doesn't. Everybody goes, man.
Yep.
There's a we talked about Firefly earlier. There's a scene in Firefly where one of the main characters shoots like this other dude, and the guy's like, "You shot me," and he's like, or you know, he says, "You killed me," and he says, "I didn't kill you. You killed yourself. I just carried the bullet for a while." And he goes on this whole speech about it. He's like, you know, somewhere out there, there's someone that's carrying a bullet with your name on it, and you know, it could be today, it could be tomorrow that you cross paths. And the way I've always taken that is, it could be anything. That bullet could be, you know, cancer, a car accident, or old age, man. But eventually, it finds you. So gotta try and live the best you can with what days you have. So
I like that. I like that philosophy, man.
Yeah, I mean, I talk a good game, and then I may be a complete asshole to everybody tomorrow, and
hey, man,
not really give a shit. But you know what? That's the way it goes, right?
Yep, that is correct.
So again, this is the last episode of the year. I don't really do New Year's resolutions. Do you do New Year's resolutions?
I say I do.
I say I do,
but I don't ever really stick to any of them. No,
I don't think. Like, rarely does anybody actually stick to one, but
no.
Do you have any this year?
Honestly, man, I just want to get in better like shape and just, man, because I just feel like shit a lot of times, man.
Yeah, you.
I just got to get off my fat ass. I just have to. If I don't, I don't want to be one of those guys that's 40 and it's just I can't. I don't want to be out of shape, man. I mean, I'm already out of shape. I just don't want to be the type of person that needs a freaking, like, a CPAP machine to breathe to go to sleep. And I just don't want to be one of those people.
We should start a poll to see how many people think that you need to start going to the gym with me.
Well, I can tell you I don't need a poll to tell you I need to go to the gym. I need to go to the fucking gym.
We need to start doing that again. Like, we did – we went to the YMCA for like, a couple months there and, like, worked out pretty regularly.
Yeah, we did good, but we'd always end up just going to play basketball.
Yeah, we'd playing basketball. We both two white kids sucked
ass
at
basketball. Yeah, we were terrible. Yeah, we'd get – oh, man, we get worked over. Just fucking terrible.
Good, you know what? It was good cardio, though, and we had fun, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, it was better than sitting in our house drinking. Like,
I'm
right
not
now.
Glossing that over. Like, we'd get our ass kicked quite a bit, but
hey, man,
still a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should. We'll have to work something out. We'll have to start doing something.
I gotta do something.
I'm with you. Like that's. I'm in the same boat. My body's a little rougher, I think, than yours is. So.
I got some kettlebells, so they're just sitting here.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, hopefully I'll use them. I need to big time. I need to. But
the biggest thing is just doing something. Like there's a guy I follow on YouTube that's a bodybuilder, and like one of the things that. And he's a, you know, complete natural bodybuilder. And you could tell he's natural. He's not super, super, like, huge or anything. But he does a lot of really good, like, down-to-earth, common-sense stuff. And one of the things that always has stuck with me, because he says it a lot in a lot of different videos, where he's like, the shittiest workout, right? You go do something, and you're really not into it, and you really don't push yourself. It's like the absolute shittiest workout you do is still better than not doing anything at all.
Oh, yeah, man, you're raising your heart rate to where it's not usually at.
Right. Well, but you're doing something, right?
Yeah.
And that's that has an effect.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to keep doing something.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, I don't, like I said, I don't do New Year's resolutions, but if I had to make one, I guess that's what it would be. That's really the only thing. I mean, there's always things you want to change, and there's always things you want to improve on, right? But none of those things really merit this one time a year bullshit. You know,
right.
I don't want to hear this like new year, new me bullshit, because it's not true. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, we just do it because everybody else does it. It's the same shit.
Well, everybody, they act like it's a clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just not how life works.
Oh, man.
It's very rare would you ever get a quote-unquote clean slate or carte blanche to do what you want. Yeah.
That's what I put on my Facebook, like, talking about, oh, I got to eat clean now. Hey, it's not January 1st. Kiss my ass. I still got a bunch of sweets. Oh, yeah. I got a bunch of sweets I got to knock out.
Well, you got like a day and a half and then the weekend because, you know, the weekend's still part of the holiday. So.
Oh, dude.
My
wife gave me the huge Reese's cups. Oh, my God. I got to start on those.
So good, but so bad for you.
Yeah, I think I'll start on those tonight.
I know what you're. What's going to happen to you this year? Diabetes.
Diabetes. I hope not. Don't jinx me.
I don't believe in any of this shit. So let's do this instead, right? Instead of looking forward, let's look back. Milestones this year, or like significant things that have happened, like in your life. Anything that you want to talk about or like bring up?
Not really, man. This year was pretty. I mean, this was a good year, man. I really, honestly, I think at a point in my life, I've realized I got a good job, I got a great family. I'm at a point where, you know what, dude? If I was to like die tomorrow, I'd probably say like, you know what? I'm still a line from Dazed and Confused of, you know, I did the best I could when I was stuck in this place. You know, I played as hard as I could when I was stuck in this place.
except for the working out bit.
Yeah, except for the working out bit. But, you know, I mean, I can honestly say I really am content, you know? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
What I like to do more, of course. But you know what? I'm overall, like, you know what? I busted my ass. I've been busting my ass.
Well, you did where it was important, right? That's what you're getting.
Exactly. At. Exactly. Yeah, man. I'm at a point in my life where I don't need to I think when I was a kid, I used to try to impress people, and I think that's natural for kids. You want to be accepted. Now I'm just like, you know what? I have a group of friends. I have a group of people around me that I don't have to try hard to be accepted because those are the people that accept me for me, and they're not going to – I don't have to put on airs for people.
You got nothing to prove is what you're saying.
No, exactly. I mean, if you don't like me for me, then suck a dee, you know? You know? I mean, that's how I feel.
Well, you know? Usually have them in your hands, so
– Just Blake's, man. Just Blake's.
You're not far. just gotta bend at the waist.
Really, yeah, man. I mean, but it's been a good year, man. It's been a good year.
I survived an entire year of school, like full time, because I went through the summer too.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, you know what? So you fuckers can suck it, man. I'm 36.
Hell yeah, man. Especially, dude. I got
brain damage, and I still made it through.
I couldn't imagine going back to school at 36, man. I skipped a year of school. Like, not skip. I skipped, like, after we graduated, I didn't go to school for a whole year.
Yeah, yeah.
Even that year, I went to school, and I was like, what's up with these high school fuckers? They're all stupid. I just wanted to slap half of them because they're like, what the fuck are these guys
doing? You were working full time too, so you already had a little bit different perspective than people that were going that had never worked before.
Yeah, I was just like, what are these little fuckheads doing? Just like, God. But man, that is a good – man, 36, dude, doing that shit, kudos to you, man. Go have another beer. I would.
Well, I only bought the one, so.
Are you done with it?
Well, I mean, I've got my oldest, so I'm not going to get, like, super shit bad. You know what? I have a couple more in there, different kinds, but – I mean, other than that, though, shit, man, I don't know. I mean, I got – speaking of my oldest, he turned 8 earlier this year. He'll be – fucking 9 in a couple of months.
Nice.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
My little one turned
crazy.
2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's crazy, man.
And speaking of our kids, man. Yeah, speaking of our kids, I mean, it's crazy. Like, you went to my kid's birthday party. Man, it's just crazy to see that. It's crazy just to see my kids going to school.
It's nuts, isn't it? It's the craziest feeling in the world.
Well, just going to school and creating – now they're at the stage of where, okay, preschool, I mean, you know, you're like, okay, you're going there because you need a babysitter basically.
Yeah, but, more or less.
Yeah, now you're kindergarten. You have to be there. And, like, you're getting your own friends. You're getting your own – they're just becoming their own individual. And it's just crazy to see that, man.
Yeah, but they're, like, little used to a certain extent,
yes,
right? You know what I mean?
That also – and it's, like, the scariest thing in the world to see, and it's, like, the coolest thing in the world to see. Because you're like, oh, shit, they're going to be like me. And then you're like, oh, shit, they're going to be like me. So it's like.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. But, yeah, I mean, so the best things, I mean, this is just my opinion, but so, like, the best things in the world are the scariest things.
Right.
So, like, to a certain degree, I mean, if there's always an aspect of fear in things that are, like, exhilarating or really rewarding.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's it's the same. It's really not any different. I mean, it's not fear in the sense of, like, an adrenaline rush, you know. But,
right.
There's, you know, like the apprehension and stuff. And so, yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. I mean, but at the same, I mean, you get to see, this isn't like, it's not like putting together like a piece of furniture, right? Or like building something. Cause like, you know, when you're done with that, you're done, right?
Right.
Like,
right.
There's an end game in sight and there's steps mm-hmm. you have to take to get there. Whereas what we're talking about, there's no real, like, there's no instruction manual, you know,
right.
there's no, you got to hit this and then complete this and then complete this. It's more fluid, and so that's probably a lot of the apprehension. But
yeah.
But it's cool because you, like you're talking about, like you get to teach them things, and then go, oh shit, they're doing it. Like,
yeah,
I just taught another human being to do X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like that's mm-hmm. just the craziest feeling in the world.
Yeah, and it's another thing. Like what like, they learned to ride bikes this week. I don't know if you saw that video.
Yeah,
well,
I saw two that
of,
shit.
Well, it's another thing that's crazy about, especially with triplets, man. It's like, okay, two of them learned to ride their bike this week. One of them didn't. So it's like, oh shit. So now you're like, oh shit, is one of them going to be behind or what? Like, oh shit.
Your kid's not retarded just because he
no,
couldn't
he's not,
start.
No, not.
Because well, he couldn't ride the bike right away.
No. He's just really apprehensive. Like, he's really sweet. He's not a risk taker.
Yeah,
he's
no, not, that's how my oldest is. Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's, you know, and again, is a lot of people listen to this that don't know us, like, personally. They're not going to understand that, but anybody that knows this really well, they're going to go, yeah, that's you. You don't mm-hmm. realize it, but yeah, that's you. Like, that's a part of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's an aspect of your personality that you probably just don't realize that you have,
right.
But it's there, and that's why he's that way, and that's how they know that's yours for sure. You know what? One of the biggest milestones every year, and I've said this to myself at least every year, since my deployment was, I'm still alive. And like to me, and that's a big, cause we talked about all these people, like these famous people that have died earlier, but, I can honestly say, let's see, it's 2016. So in 8 years, cause I got back in 2008, since we're on this death trip, I've lost more friends in 8 years, to various means, mostly to suicide, but not all because of that. Other things too. But mm-hmm. I've lost more friends in 8 years. I'm 36 than I have in the previous 28.
Man.
So for me, like being alive like now and having a somewhat decent head on my shoulders, that's mm-hmm. kind of a big deal. Like to me it is.
So yeah.
I'm going to celebrate. Like again, probably face to the floor and then drinking a lot of Gatorade the next day. But And then probably sleeping for like 14 hours. And she's going to not enjoy that too much. But that's a big milestone for me, man. Like a lot of people don't realize. And again, we talk about this too, and it gets brought up a lot in our conversations, but, you talk about being content or being complacent, mm-hmm. right? And then things happen, where somebody, you know, gets really, really hurt or like, or dies like really, really suddenly that it's mm-hmm. like unexpectedly, right? And it's kind mm-hmm. of a shock. But people like me, it's not often a shock anymore. So like the shocking thing is being able to tally up like the previous year and going, shit, I'm still here. Still got my tongue. I got use of all my limbs and I'm not in the living bin. Like that's kind of a big deal. You know, I don't take that for granted like a lot of people do. You know?
Well, that's good, man. That's what, you know, I don't want to sound like Juan here and, you know, sucking everybody off in the military. But, I mean, but you know, man, I respect the shit out of the guys that, I mean, and I think it's a really, I mean, and it'd be cool in the next year to like maybe, you know, do some stuff if we can to bring awareness to this problem. Cause I think it is a big, huge problem.
Oh no, it definitely is. We'll
Yeah, man. And cause I mean, I respect the shit out of what you guys do and what you've done. And I know you, like you said, you'd do it again in a heartbeat. But man, it's just, there's so many good guys that are just taking their own lives.
Well, Blake would too for his college.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I mean, it's just crazy, man. Like, and, so, and I know you, and I see this on your Facebook a lot of times. Man, if you want to talk to somebody, man. Just don't, man, I hate to see that happen to anybody, but especially
we're
people that
like
have.
The inspirational hour, but you're right. I mean, there's no, you know, there's no bones about it. You're absolutely right.
You have people
to talk to. Like that's the bottom line.
I mean, I've never been where you guys have been, and it sucks so bad to see. I see you guys going through that shit, man. Because I mean, I know I can't relate. I mean, I can't relate to where you guys have been.
Yeah, and that's but, you know, I say this all the time too. That's the point.
Right, and that's the, I mean, and I hate when people
like
say,
you saying that gives validation to it because that's the point is you can't understand,
and that's what I hate.
You don't,
when people,
and that's the reason. That's the reason,
and that's what a lot of people say. Like, oh, I know where you've been. No, you don't. You can't sit there and tell my buddy that because you weren't getting shot at in the face. Like, I sit there and sometimes I'll think when I see that stuff on your Facebook, like, man, I wonder what it was like. And then like, I can't wonder what it was like because there's no possible fucking way I could put myself in your position. There's no way.
There kind of is, like, I mean, you know, especially if you have a really vivid imagination, like, I could paint you a picture.
You paint me a picture, but there's no way unless you come and go, hey, Dave, hey, I'm going to go get my gun. You stand on this field, and I'm going to shoot. I'm going to shoot kind of by your face.
You ever seen, The Jackal? You ever seen the movie The Jackal?
Oh, is
Bruce
that
Willis and Jack Black's in it?
No, I've seen.
I think Richard Gere's in that movie.
Is he? It's a 90s movie, isn't it?
So there's a scene where Bruce Willis is this he's like this assassin like for hire, and the only reason I'm going on this tangent is because like the picture you just painted. There's a scene where, so he goes to Jack Black's like an arms dealer, and like so he goes to buy these weapons from him, and he totally kills this dude. But like what he does is he's got this like 50 caliber machine gun or sniper rifle. And he wants to test it out, so he tells him, he's like, hey, I need you to go out there and hold this pack of cigarettes out. And, like, basically he holds him at gunpoint, makes him do it, and he goes out there and he's holding this pack of cigarettes out because he wants to test the accuracy of this weapon, see if he can shoot the pack of cigarettes out of his hand. But it's a 50 caliber round, so it takes his entire arm off.
That's awesome.
It's just great to see Jack Black before, like, he got really big, he's running around missing his arms. But yeah, no, I know what you're saying, and that's I mean, I can paint you a picture, and from time to time I do.
Yeah.
I think you know the bad habit some of us have, and not all of us do this. A lot of guys, like, you'd never know, man, you know, because they just don't talk about it, which is fine. You know, they go they have their own outlets, but we overshare sometimes. So like, I could get to a point where I just like paint too vivid of a picture, and I realize that, and I have to pull back from it because. Some people don't find it interesting, but at the same time, there's no, like you said, there's no way to completely, like, transfer that comprehension to somebody.
Right.
So you're kind of like beating a dead horse after a certain point. You know?
Then it could be like that person's kind of like turned off by it. They're always like,
turn into like the joke of the non-vet that's always like, you know, like they do on South Park. It's like, we always wanted that roller coaster and all we have is the bamboo ride. You know, and it's like you don't want to be that guy in particular. But you know, you do want people to understand at a certain point. But yeah, I, not to stray too far, but you're right. Like, and you know, this time of year is hard on other people too, though. It's hard on a lot of different people. It's hard on people, that don't necessarily have like close, like family or like a
right.
network of friends and stuff.
Right.
But even in that situation, you can always reach out and like talk to somebody. And hell, if you're listening to this and you don't know any of us, you can message us on Facebook or email us. And shit, I don't sleep, so.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Yeah, tell us your story. Email us, dude. We love hearing any kind of story.
Send me a message through the Facebook site. We'll chat it up, you know?
Hell yeah.
Guarantee you, I may not understand, like you were saying, for me, I may not understand exactly like someone's like circumstances, but I can draw parallels to my own. And
mm-hmm.
we're not going to get in a, you know, a pissing contest on who's had a shittier time, but
yeah.
I can at least give you the perspective that I understand what it feels like to be in a place where you don't think there's an out, you know? And there always is. You just have to look in the right place for it, but there's always an out.
Right.
Like that's just the bottom line. Above all else, life is worth preserving. Like, and that's, I don't know. That's one of the biggest lessons I had to learn after I came back was that, you know, above all else, the sun's going to come up tomorrow and you want to be alive to see that happen because you don't know what that day's got for you.
Yeah, man.
Right? So, I mean, again, don't let all the deaths get you down for the year, but, we talked about resolutions, and even though neither of us really have any major ones, because like the fitness thing, dude, come on, that's that's like everybody's, right? But beyond resolutions, like, what are some things you'd like to accomplish this year? So not a resolution, but what are some things you would like to see yourself accomplish in the coming year that you haven't before, or maybe some things you'd like to improve on?
Live healthier. That's one.
Besides, just like, just general, like.
Oh yeah, just, at least if I don't, you know, I don't have to have a six pack by 2018. Fuck that, fuck that noise. Nah,
that's too much dedication, man.
I would like to get I think at my job I've reached, I'm happy where I'm at, but I always can think I can accomplish more at my job.
Yeah.
Or even maybe get a new job. I mean, I'm happy where I'm at, but hey, if I get a new job.
If the opportunity arose though.
Hell yeah.
Right.
Cause I think I'm the type of person that's really goal. As far as my career, I'm goal-oriented.
Yeah.
I think every job I've had, I've moved up. And it wasn't because of my education. My education helped some. But if you can look at where I was at Walmart, I started, you know, greeting people.
Yeah, so you started pushing carts and shit. So.
Yeah, then I moved up to, you know, then I moved up to management when I left. So, I mean, and now the job I was at, I started washing out and digging ditches. And now I'm controlling the whole plant, so.
Yeah, for sure.
My education helped, but I think my people skills and my just eagerness to learn. I think anybody should be able to do that, though, or they should want to. Just learn as much as you can.
One of my best friends and mentors when I was on active duty used to tell me, Staff Sergeant Hawk, who's now Lieutenant Hawk, if he ever listens to our episodes, used to say you should always be prepared to do the job two levels above you. Always. No matter what your job is, you should always be prepared, like knowledgeable and skilled to do the job two levels above you. Because if you're not, you're just sitting still, man. You're complacent and there's no reason for anybody to give you that opportunity. But if you can do the job two levels above you, you know what I'm saying? And like somebody's gonna take notice of that.
Right. And not only
you're
that.
You're creating opportunities for yourself is what you're
exactly,
doing.
Exactly. Exactly.
So and I know you're skilled and I know that like you're saying, like you know, If the opportunity presented itself, you could do more, and you'd be willing to do more. Obviously,
oh, and that's what I'm saying. and like you said, I like that two levels above you. I'm one of the very few people where I work where I can do other people's jobs. I can't just do that one job that I'm doing right now. I have other opportunities. I have other venues. But what about you, man? What do you see yourself wanting to accomplish this year?
Well, I'm going to graduate next semester if I can pass all my classes.
Nice.
The thing is, with what I'm doing, I have to have certifications. Like, the education only means so much. Like, I could get a job someplace without the education if I had the right certs. But, so I've got to take some tests. Like, so in other words, I've got to study for all these classes, but I also have to be studying for, like, certification tests. I have to have one to graduate.
Well,
part of the
program. Let me ask you this, though. Are some of your classes, which I've noticed this, like, when I went to school, and I think this is – like some of the classes, they prepare you to take these tests.
No, yeah, absolutely. And then
so I mean,
I kind of fucked up though my first semester because they they retired one of the tests.
Oh shit!
So I had a class, and they retired it the following spring or summer.
Oh shit!
So
yeah.
I had the class that prepared me for the old test, which it still applies, right? But there's just some other things. So that's one thing I got to accomplish is I got to set aside more time, like to better my myself. You know, not just like the physical stuff, but the mental stuff too.
Yeah, but I think a lot of times with you, man, you don't give yourself enough credit, man. I know you were worried this whole semester, man, but you pulled through, man.
Skin of my teeth, and I don't like.
Hey,
that.
But bottom line is, you pulled through. You did it. You did it.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, that's the whole anxiety depression thing, though, man. Like it's you know, you swing back and forth, and you very rarely do you find some sort of modicum of normalcy. In there, when you do, you're on your game, but it's really like it's a great feat to accomplish that medium level right there, you know, in the middle. I guess that bell curve of stress, like it's really hard for people like me to be sitting in just the right space on it to maximize everything. But that's one thing I'm looking forward to accomplishing is finishing school. Cause so you took a year off and I didn't. When we graduated, I went to school the next semester and I did shit.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You know what? I did okay in some classes, but I wasn't paying for it and I didn't care. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Yeah. But now I've got a little bit better vision of what I want to do. So, right. It'll be a big accomplishment. It's been like 18 years in the making, but better late than never though, right?
Hell yeah, man. At least you're doing, like you said, at least you're doing something. You're not sitting on your ass. You're not just saying, okay, I'm a retired Army vet. What, you know, I can just sit here and, you know, collect.
Well, you know. Yeah, I could just sit here, but it's not, I don't know if you know what they pay me, but it ain't a lot.
Exactly. So, yeah.
It ain't much.
Or we could just say screw it and become famous off this podcast and say, screw you, school, screw you, my job, and just do that.
Yeah, well, you fuckers are going to have to start telling two people.
Yeah, exactly. Craig, did you tell two people today, asshole?
You know what? He had sent me an email with two people that he's told. Or did he?
I think he needs to be our next guest on the show, one of the next guests, because he needs to share his adventure in alcohol. Huh?
I said, you know what? I may have to take that back, because I think he did tell me. he did. He did tell me the two people.
Did he? Good job, Craig.
Yeah, so tell two more.
Two friends to tell other two people.
We'll give him a shout out because he said, "Let me make sure I've got this right. You've told me to fuck off 2 weeks in a row now. And in both episodes, you asked me to get you followers. I'm not sure you understand how this bargaining thing works." And I just sent him back and let him know, like, look, talking shit, that's a term of endearment, man. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I told you to fuck off and I was really angry about it, like, that's a whole different. You know, like inflection to me just saying fuck off, guy.
I'm trying to think the last message I got from Craig, what was he talking about? I think he told me something about.
Turn this to the Craig episode.
I don't know. Well, sorry. You know, well, I'm not like Juan. I'm not going to jack anybody off. But, you know.
No, we appreciate it, though. We do.
Oh, yeah. It's... Oh, yeah. He questioned me my five times a day. Is that ideal? To, you know, jerk the gherkin.
What?
It was one of our past shows that apparently I said, you know.
Yeah, well, because he sent that in, like, the first email where he's like, that could be a topic. And I'm like, I don't think anybody wants to hear us talk about.
Well, okay, then, yeah,
what's the most times you've jerked off in a day? I don't think that's good topic material. Yeah.
Then it said five times, and he said, that seems like sexual predator level. Like, it's me. What, am I going to file a police report on myself?
Maybe he's just got, you know, a stronger libido than. And you do, Craig.
Oh, no means no, Dave.
No means no. Well, Craig, Dave does like to have dicks in his hands, and he's always accessible.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Like, this is preventing him from putting other dudes' dicks in his hands. I think it's probably a good thing, if it works.
I'm easy, man, you know.
Wait a minute. Are we going to have your better half on the show and ask her that? Is he easy?
Let's enough. Let's not. Yeah.
Oh, shit. No, I was going to be laughing about that one. So, anyways. So, you know, I had a toast, like, for New Year's, but I think because we talked about some, like, inspirational stuff, I have a quote instead. I think that'll work better.
Nice. Let's do that.
So, the same guy that is one of my best friends and mentors used to say, fate loves the fearless. You know what that means?
No, go ahead and tell me.
So, fate loves the fearless. What that means is that, you know, you can kind of change your stars to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
if you're fearful of change, or you're fearful of having to adapt to different circumstances, fate will find somebody else. It'll pass you by. But if you're fearless, right, then fate will continue to give you opportunities.
There we go. I like that.
So that, I guess that'll be our closing quote for the year, is that fate loves the fearless. Hey, we had glasses this week.
Nice. You hear that? Yep.
Yeah. So follow us on Facebook if you don't already, facebook.com/gingerandjerk. You can follow us on Twitter @gingerandjerk, or you can email us at gingerandthejerk@gmail.com. So you can send us your bitches, complaints, gripes, funny stories,
adventures and alcohol.
Adventures and alcohol. Yeah, we'll start that up after the new year, because I've got more stories, and hopefully we'll get a couple of my other friends on that I've served with that have some crazy stories of their own, and we'll have some of your friends on too, because you've talked about
a couple. Man. We got a few.
A few
that have some interest that you do, like my boy Jordan. He was talking, y'all were talking about, was it Star Wars earlier?
Well, I guess we'll have to relegate that to just like the Facebook and Twitter, because somebody doesn't like to hear about all that sci-fi stuff.
Oh, screw Craig.
That's good shit. He's gonna unfollow us now.
Now he'll be on our show, don't worry.
Yeah, he'll be on.
Love you, Craig.
So I got nothing else, man. Last show of the year. Do you have anything you want to close with before we call it a night?
Nah, man. Just thanks for everybody that has downloaded the show from iTunes or anywhere, man. Just Podomatic. Appreciate y'all listening. Hopefully next year we'll crank some more content out for y'all and just be more involved with us, man. We love hearing your feedback.
Yeah, for sure. Interact with us. You know?
Oh yeah, man.
You can post on our wall on Facebook, and you can send us messages and stuff, and I don't know. Maybe you'll have an idea that'll make it on the show.
Hell yeah, dude. We're all about creativity and new stuff.
Outstanding. All right, well, so I'm the Ginger.
And I am the Jerk.
We'll see you guys next year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Bye.
Later.